Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, The Shaw. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number on the line, State Senator Chris Larson. Let's talk a little bit now, Senator Larson, about some of the shenanigans that have been going on in the state over, you know, this last year or so. We can begin with Robin Voss and Mike Gableman.
Oh man, you're just diving right into the deep end. Yeah, I mean this is you know, first off, Michael Gableman is somebody who you know most people
in former state Supreme Court justice.
Right, and you have to look at how that happened. The story is, you know, that he ended up defeating Lewis Butler, who was appointed by Governor Doyle to that spot, and well-revered, brilliant judicial mind. When Republicans and the business lobbies were looking to try and recruit to run somebody against him, he was so respected that they went to their first choice or second choice. Nope, you know, they said this guy's good. We're not going to do that. So it went on down the line. Months and months passed. So they finally got to the 28th person on the list, and that was Michael Gableman, who, you know, had no scruples about going after him in a very racist way. And that's the kind of campaign that he ran and won, violating judicial principles. Which were outlined in a case against them, but unfortunately the Supreme Court was left to decide whether to hold the Supreme Court justice accountable. And so they didn't, you know? So that's the kind of guy who is now running this fake investigation that Robin Voss decided to hire. And it's not like he was laying dormant. Gableman was actually appointed to a commission by Donald Trump, right, in the months before. So this is not an impartial person. This is not somebody who's beyond the political fray or staying away from. He's very clearly chosen a side, right? To the point where even after the election, he was one coming out and saying, oh, he thinks it was rigged without any evidence, right? And all he's done since then, they've looked at it. They've filed other, the Trump campaign has filed lawsuits, all of them thrown out. Well, they were all thrown out by December 14th to the point where the state Supreme Court said, you've exhausted your efforts. If you try to recount, the way you tried to recount was trying to be able to throw out some votes for voting a certain way in some places by voting by absentee, but not in other places. So it was inconsistent and impossible. And so they said, this is exhausted. That's it. Biden won, right? And that wasn't enough. They kept it going, as you know, and, you know, people who are paying close attention know. The issue is never getting to the truth. The issue is getting to the outcome they wanted, regardless of how the people of Wisconsin voted. And this has been happening across the entire country, right? And now, you know, you have the January 6th Commission at the House actually looking into this. But this is part of that scheme to draw scrutiny, to have people question whether... Well, did you know this person actually win or not? Did Donald Trump actually lose? And the answer is, of course he lost. He was awful, right? The guy failed to react in a pandemic, and he made it worse by saying that it was over when it wasn't, and you know, people, hundreds of thousands of people died as a result of it. So yeah, he lost by a huge margin nationwide by the popular vote, and also by the same electoral college gap that he had won just 4 years earlier, but. They kept this lie going. They kept it going because Donald Trump is the leader of their party. And they've had this investigation that Robin Voss is funding with hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars, where they're harassing local elected officials, trying to subpoena them illegally to come and appear before Gableman and his henchmen in private, which is illegal. It violates the open meetings and open records of what you should be doing in the public office, and then also continuing to put out false claims of fraud and saying, if only, we could find out more. The more we find out, all of this has been disproven. Everything that they're trying to lay out is easily could be knocked over with a feather. But it's just about trying to stir up enough animus and enough people to think, maybe there's something here. What's really interesting, though, is we're not hearing as much about it. If you go online now and if you post things like, Joe Biden won the election or, other facts, like vaccines are actually good, right? And it's a good thing, that there was health professionals trying to do their best to prevent the spread of the pandemic and hurting our vulnerable neighbors. You used to, even just a few months ago, would get tons of trolls to come after you, right? If you do that now, they're not as there because these are Russian trolls, and now they focus all of their attention on trying to spread misinformation about Ukraine. So if you post something about Russia and Ukraine, you'll get those same trolls coming back. That's what they're focusing on. Unfortunately, those trolls were able to change the minds of a lot of elected Republicans who still are on this track. And even last week, the last days of session, they were still pushing these wild conspiracy theories. Instead of actually addressing the real, very real, very desperate needs of our neighbors who are trying to deal with inflation, they're trying to deal with a lack of funding for public education, and frankly, the healthcare crisis that continues to get worse and cause, the largest cause of individual bankruptcies in the country. None of those things are addressed, and unfortunately adjourned, and they're just chasing these conspiracy theories.
You know, Senator Larson, as we see this, the citizens who aren't privy to the discussions that you guys are having, I don't have to be in Madison to hear the dialogue, the conversations that you guys are having, because I could be in Texas, I could be in Florida, I could be in California, all over this nation, it is the same dribble. You've got to give them credit for one thing. They have organized their troops. And what are they on? 32 state houses, 30, whatever it is across the nation. And they've comfortably gotten themselves in a position that, barring some unseen miracle, they're going to remain in power for at least another decade, and many say more. So you've got young children. Man, if we don't figure out a way to get these people exposed and get the average citizens who keep voting for them to understand that these people aren't good for the average citizen, never mind whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, these are dangerous, dangerous people. And you can dismiss them as I hear people from across the state and others, say, but they're dangerous people.
Right. Yeah, and it's not necessarily the individual Republicans, right? But it is as you pointed out, this is a larger system that people need to, the people who really do pay attention need to understand. It's not a matter of, you convincing your neighbor, right? Or
your brother or your sister or your mother or your father.
Right. It's a larger system. But yeah, you have to get people to recognize where, thinking critically is so important, which is, of course, why they're attacking critical thinking now.
Senator Larson, hang on a second. We've got to run to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.